Mark, you and I have both had the privilege of ministering on the foreign field, and in coming to know missionaries, many of them have really paid great sacrifices, gladly so, but they also feel the weight of that. One missionary whose father is a wealthy man and despises that she's on the field. And then there are also tremendous tensions on the field, and some fields are so small, like Pacific Islands and other places, that when you have relational difficulties, there's no place to go. Here in America, we can have a wider circle of friends and travel someplace. What's your experience?
That is so true, and it seems like many times because of the pressures of loneliness and being away from family, there's a greater tendency to be critical of one another, and that begins to trigger other responses, and so they really need our prayers and our supportiveness.
Let's pray for the missionaries around the world at this time.
Thank you, precious Heavenly Father, that you have a plan for the evangelization of the world. In your great commission, Lord Jesus, you lifted our eyes from our own little private world to see a great number of people that you love scattered in every part of the world. And then you place the burden of your heart upon individuals who respond and go into the different parts of the world to preach the gospel. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you prayed for these in very specific words in your high priestly prayer. You prayed, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you've loved me. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for setting such an important focus upon those who would spread the word. We have talked about sometimes the breaking of unity on the mission field between the missionaries, and sometimes between the missionaries and the nationals. And we're just grateful that we can bring them under your high priestly prayer, where you prayed that there would be a oneness. And it's an important key to evangelism. We thank you, Lord, that it is your desire to advance the gospel to the heart of every lost person. And we just pray your special blessing upon those who labor in difficult parts of the world. Sometimes they're up against formidable strongholds in the kingdom of darkness that's ruled over nations and the people of that nation, sometimes for centuries, and the gospel alone can break that bondage. And so we pray that you would give them spiritual discernment and wisdom to be able to walk strong in the truth of the gospel, employing constantly your promise of ministering holy angels who are there to protect them and assist them. And precious Lord, we pull down all the walls and the barriers that the kingdom of darkness would try to build between missionaries and the nationals, or just in the missionary family. We demolish those strongholds. And we invite our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to keep a loving oneness flowing in the hearts of your people. We would ask you, loving Lord, to bring great success in the field of worldwide evangelism. Encourage and strengthen those who are already there. And then, Lord, we would be remiss if we didn't pray that you would raise up a great host of people from our country and other countries who begin to see that the field is the world. And they hear your call, and with vision and enthusiasm, they will take your love to the regions beyond. Thank you for your example, Lord Jesus, of missionary commitment. Even your coming to this earth was an example to all of us of selfless humbling and a willingness to give yourself that we might have life in all of its abundance. We give you thanks for that, and we pray in your precious name. Amen.